From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Madeline Brand. Military desertions are less common today than during the Vietnam era. Coming up, we'll look at what happened after one soldier went AWOL.
But first, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the Kuwaiti national suspected of being al-Qaeda's number three, has confessed to planning the September 11th attacks. He spoke to a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, over the weekend, and the Pentagon has just released the transcript. His admission to the 9/11 attacks was the big headline, but he also claimed partial or full responsibility for more than 30 other terror plots and attacks, and also, reportedly, the beheading of Daniel Pearl. Here to talk with us about the confession is journalist and author Ron Suskind. He wrote the book The 1% Doctrine, Deep Inside America's Pursuit of Its Enemies Since 9/11. Ron, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
So the first thing that comes to mind when you hear this is something the 9/11 Commission found in relation to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, which is that he's a guy who kind of has seen himself as a quote, super terrorist. And I've even heard him referred to as sort of the Forrest Gump of terrorism. I mean, how reliable are these admissions from him, you think?
Well, you know, some certainly more than others. You know, he's always had a flair for self-aggrandizement and self-promotion, I think, is a better said. You know, he confessed to being the mastermind, so-called, of the 9/11 attacks as far back as spring of 2002 to an Al Jazeera reporter. And the fact is that was an admission that soon became a cause of little surprise to the United States. He was the operational commander of that disastrous day. In terms of so much of the rest of it, though, you know, there are many, many things he cites. The fact is, it's like the CFO of General Motors claiming responsibility for thousands of actions that occur beneath him or her. So it's hard to know exactly how much he was involved in many of these things.
There are just only so many hours in the day for him to be sort of managing all these different projects. These confessions, they came during a hearing that a lot of the detainees are getting, the question being, I guess, are these enemy combatants? And he didn't have a lawyer at this hearing. He had a personal representative, and he wasn't allowed to make phone calls to witnesses. I mean, do you think these hearings actually sort of got to the truth of the matter?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what he may be saying differently now than what he was saying in interrogation. There's certain things that I do know he said under interrogation and, frankly, under torture, which I think everybody admits to, at least in some way, not the government officially, but folks in the know inside of CIA and elsewhere, is you know, he did offer some valuable information. It's difficult to know whether now he's sort of arriving at his media moment a bit. Lots of these folks have a fairly highly evolved media sense. They read and watch and troll the internet, and they Google themselves, if you will, getting a sense of whether they're popping up and, you know, whether they are at the center of discussions in South Asia or America or around the world. And I think that's one of the things that people will probably find as they get to know more about KSM.
Well, that was the interesting thing, looking at the transcript of this hearing it, through, you know, broken English and sort of meandering points, you get a sense for a guy who almost seemed at certain turns to be contrite. You know, he said he didn't want to kill kids, and it was weird to see the sort of workings of this guy's mind, because he's always just been a photograph of a guy with wild hair who was sort of rousted in the middle of the night.
Right. You know, he's not an inconsequential character. He was tapped by al-Qaeda and rose up the ranks because he is particularly good at complex organization and in commanding a kind of respect and control from subordinates. That's not easy. This is a bit of a motley band that ends up in various parts of this al-Qaeda organization. And KSM was very effective at going from the planning stages, the talk stages, to execution. But, you know, the fact is that there are many, many plans in the al-Qaeda playbook, and I think that's part of what we're seeing here. They often take years to come to fruition. Certainly the 9/11 attacks were planned for years in advance, had been talked about, you know, well into the mid-90s. And I think what you see here is just the kind of longitudinal patience that al-Qaeda tends to exhibit. You know, we tend to think in news cycles, they think in decades or even centuries.
One of the questions a lot of people have had, too, in terms of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, you know, admitting to these various plans is a question of torture, I mean, and sort of what he was subjected to. And if you look at his statement before it's redacted anyway, you can see him saying that at least he alleges that some of his statements were made after he was treated pretty roughly. Do we have a sense for what he was subjected to and if that was kind of outside the bounds of what the military considers acceptable?
Yeah, well, it's certainly outside of the bounds of what the military has since said is acceptable. At this point in 2003, when we finally picked up KSM, who really was the prize, that was the one we were looking for, you know, we more or less threw everything in the toolkit at him, you know, in terms of deprivations, you know, hot and cold, sleeplessness, some physical abuse. You know, he was, like a lot of the early captures or captives, a kind of guinea pig in terms of us stretching the boundaries to get what we needed at a time when we felt the clock was ticking. I think that time has passed a bit now, but at this juncture, certainly, when KSM got picked up and in the months after his capture, he faced pretty much everything we could come up with.
Ron Suskind, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of The 1% Doctrine, Deep Inside America's Pursuit of Its Enemies Since 9/11. Ron, thanks for coming on Day to Day.
Yeah, my pleasure. Take care.